Next is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 28th, 1973, in Bombay, India.
We are discussing Tat Khetram, Khetram, this body. How we enter into different types of body. How it is obtained. There are 8,400,000 forms of body, according to the qualities. Three qualities, three multiplied by three becomes 9, 9 multiplied by 9 becomes 81. That means, in the lower grades of forms, there are 81 lakhs or 8,400,000, and above that, about 400,000 forms of human beings. So one has to understand. Unfortunately, people are so foolish at the present moment that they do not believe in the next life. Murha. What to speak of understanding God and Krishna? They have no in the basic principle of spiritual knowledge. Basic principle of spiritual knowledge is to understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. I am now fallen in this material condition, and therefore, according to my divine desires, I am accepting different types of body and wandering throughout the whole universe. Sometimes this body, sometimes that body, sometimes in this planet, sometimes in other planet, this has become my unfortunate condition of that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, "Ei rupe brahmanna bhamite kono bhagavan." We are wondering in this cycle of birth and death, and wondering in the universe. In this way, in the process of our wandering, somehow or other, if we become fortunate by association of devotees, by understanding the Vedic knowledge, jnana-vairagya-sutraya, human life is meant for achieving knowledge and vairagya. Not that to increase the animal propensities even up to the point of death. That is not human life. Human life is meant for tapasya, tapodibbam, putrata, jena, suddhita, satya. Rajas, Lord Ramchandra, Rajas, Maharaj Parikshit, Rajas, Maharaj Thaku, Rajas, there are many. They were Rajas. The monarchy was not a chief thing. The king was as good as a rishi. Therefore they are called Rajas. The king used to rule over the citizens on the permission of the great sages, just like Narad. The devas used to visit Maharaj Yudhishthira, so many other things. So spiritual science is meant for great personalities, brahmanas, kshatriyas, not for the vaishyas and the shudras. One has to get the quality of brahmana and kshatriya. So Krishna says, therefore, imam rajan saivo vidu. Kandidat wanted rishi, great rishi, great saintly persons. One cannot understand the spiritual science. Therefore, Krishna says, although Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, He can personally say anything which is authorized, still He is giving reference to the statement of the rishis. This is the way of Vedic understanding. You cannot establish anything dogmatically. In my opinion, it is like, what is your nonsense? What is your opinion? Even Krishna says, Rishivi Bahuvi, Rishivi Bahuvi, Rishivi Bahuda Akutam. There are different kinds of rishis. Gautam Rishi, Kanata Rishi. They are spoken different. In India there are six kinds of philosophies, but they are not recognized. Rishivi, just like Devala Rishi, Narada Rishi, Vyasadev, Asita Rishi, Valmiki Rishi, they are recognized. Rishi being Bhuja Gautam. They are for different philosophical ways to understand. Therefore, Bhagavad summarizes that Takva Pratishtha Sutayo Vivinya Naso Rishi Jasya Matamana Vivinya. He is not a rishi whose opinion is not different. Yes. You are a rishi, you have got some different system of philosophy. And if I want to become a rishi, then I must disagree with you, just like in the modern days it is going on, scientific research, philosophical research. Therefore, it is said, naso rishi dasya matamana bhinnam. One cannot become a rishi unless he gives his personal different opinion. Therefore Krishna says, rishi means bahura adhitam. Then which one we have to accept? We have to accept that is stated in the Vedic literature. Naso rishi dasya matamana bhinnam. Sutayo bhinna. Vedic literature, samjajuri kathadva. They are different. They are one. But we understand differently, according to our quality of understanding. Otherwise, all Vedic literature aims to understand Krishna. Vedaista sarvai ahameva vedam. That is the purpose of Veda, to understand Krishna. After many, many births of studying of Vedic literature in the process of Jnana Marga, when one becomes actually wise, Bhunam Janmanam Ante, when he is actually wise, Jnanavan, Mama Prabhupada, he understands Krishna and surrenders unto Krishna. That is actually understanding. So, Chandohi vividhai pritha. But Sri Krishna Bhagavan is specially referring here is Brahma Sutra Padavishaiva. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra is referring. That is a proof. There are different philosophical ways. Paramahamsa Bhagavata, Nirvishesha Bhaga, Savishesha Bhaga, Maya Bhaga, they are all rejected. Simply, Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva, Ketumad Vi Vinishtitam. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta Sutra. It is called Brahma Sutra because the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra is Tathata Brahma Jigyasa. This human life is meant for inquiry about Brahma, the Absolute Truth. That is human life. Therefore it is called Brahma Sutra. What is Brahma? Athāta Brahma Jigyāsa. Janmādhyasya jataha பிரம்மாவை சொல்லுவோம். பிரம்மா இஸ் தி சுப்ரீம் சோல் சப்பேர்ட்டு. சோ தேர்ஃபார் பிரம்மசூத்ரா இஸ் கால் நேர் பிரஸ்தான், நேர் பிரஸ்தான், ஸ்ருதி பிரஸ்தான், ஸ்மிருதி பிரஸ்தான். We have to accept this பிரஸ்தான், the process of progress, to understand the absolute truth. So, Brahma Sutra is called Naya Prasthan, by logic, sufficient logic, Brahma Sutra. Krishna says that, Brahma Sutra Padayas Saiva, Hekuma Guhi, Janishti, Hekuma. The reason, you must understand, Tatsaddha Dhana Munayo, ज्ञान वैराग्युक्त पश्यन्ति आत्मनम आत्मानम आत्मने भक्ता स्तुतो गृहीतया, भक्ता स्तुतो गृहीतया तत्सद्दधानामुनय ज्ञान वैराग्युक्त. वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ. एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ मीन्स दे भगवान अल्टीमेटली वदन्ति तत्तत्त्वमिदस्तत्त्वम् जद्ज्ञानम् अव्ययम् ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवान् इति दैट इज परतत्त्व एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ विच इज नोन बाय समबडी एज ब्रह्म एंड समबडी एज परमात्मा एंड समबडी द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड. The beginners, they understand, the beginners or the neophyte realization is impersonal Brahma, Brahma ki. Further advanced, this is the achievement of the jnani. Those who are speculative on the absolute truth, they can understand the absolute truth in the impersonal future. And those who are still further advanced, yogis, not only speculating, but they are practicing, actually. They are called yogi. Dhyanavastita-dhagatena-munasa pasyanti yang yogino. They are yogis. Yogi is the dhyanavastita, in meditation, the mind is absorbed. Always. Tadgatena manasa. Tadgatena means Vishnu gatena. Om Tat Sat. Tadgatena manasa, by the mind, absorbed in Vishnu, understanding. Tadgatena manasa. Vasyantijam yogina. The Shantarana vidu surasuragana devaitasmaino. Devayatasmaino. जनमं महावरुणं रुद्रस्तुन्नन्ति दिग्भैस्तवै वेदै शाङ्गपदा उपनिषदै गायन्ति जनसामगा. सो योगी आर इन द सेकेण्ड स्टेज ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन, बट अल्टिमेट रियलाइजेशन इज भगवान. कृष्णस्तु भगवान स्वयं. भगवान हैज गॉट मेनी एक्सपेंशंस. Dhanarishinga-Balaha. First expansion is Balaram, then Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Niruddha, then Narayan. In this way, Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Vadbhutaksaya Vishnu, Kirudaksaya Vishnu. In this way, the Vishnu-tattva is expanded. Advaita-acchita-anadi-ananta-rupam adhyam-purana-purusam navajopanam. So, in this way there are many shastras, many Vedic literature, many explanations. But here Krishna gives a special reference to the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. Jnana Vedanta Sutra means one has to learn very nicely Vedanta Sutra. And the explanation of Vedanta Sutra, natural comment on Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhashyam Brahma Sutra Nam. భగవత్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఈజ్ ది నేచురల్ కమెంటరీ బికాస్ ది ఆథర్ దాట్ డే ఆఫ్టర్ కంపైలింగ్ వేదాంత సూత్ర అండర్ ది ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఆఫ్ నారద ముని హిస్ గురు దాట్ డే గురు ఇస్ నారద ముని హి వాజ్ నాట్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ ఇన్ ఆఫ్టర్ కంపైలింగ్ వేదాంత సూత్ర హి వాజ్ నాట్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ Narada Muni advised him that he should directly describe the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he will be happy. It is indirect. All the Vedic literatures, they are indirect, direct. Therefore, Vyasadeva took Vedanta Sutra, and from the very beginning of Vedanta Sutra, Jamadvasudha, he commented on the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadvasyagataha Anyat Itagatascha Achyushu Avidya Sarat Cheni Brahma Vida Adikavai Mahiyanti Yatra Suraya in this way. Here Krishna personally reads the Brahma Sutra. The Brahma Sutra's commentary is Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, if we want to understand spiritual truth as it is, then the beginning is Krishna's instruction, this Bhagavad Gita. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita very nicely. And if you can understand Bhagavad Gita nicely, perfectly, then you try to study Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam. Amalam Puranam. Transcendental Puranam. Puranam means supplementary Vedic literature. That means complete. Because directly Vedic literature is very difficult to understand by the common man. Common man in Vedic literature is not for common man, even by the highly learned Brahmanas, Kshatriyas. Therefore, Puranas are there, and Mahabharata is also there. Mahabharata is meant for Sri Shudra Dvijabandhunam Chayina Sruti Gochara. Sri, woman, Shudra, and Dvijabandhu. Dvijabandhu means born in a Brahmin family, but he is not a Brahmin. That is Dvijabandhu. Friend of a Brahmin. One who is not qualified. Brahmana, Satya Samadama Sutikha Java, Jnanam Vijnanam Asrikam Brahma Tadma Svabhavaya. He simply giving his identification, I am Brahmana, without any qualification as a Brahmana. He is called Vijabandhu, friend of a Brahmana. That's like a son of a high court judge. He can say, he has got the right. That I am friend of my father, of my son, of high court judge. That you can say. But you cannot say that you are high court judge. It is a qualification. Even though you are a son of a high court judge, if you have no qualification, how you can say that I am court judge? But that is going on, especially in India. I have no qualification of a Brahmana, but I still I say I am Brahmana. But they are called Vijabandhu. Vijabandhu. You cannot say. Brahma Janati Brahma. If you have got full knowledge of Brahma, then you are Brahma. Jnanam Vijnanam Astitam Brahma Karma Svabhava. And Narada Muni says that this qualification can be acquired by others also. As a son of a Brahman, can by bad association disqualify himself. Similarly, a son of a non-Brahmin, he can qualify himself. It is education. It is not that it is monopoly by a certain section. No, that is not the basic intention. Basic intention is identity in the Bhagavad Gita. Chaturmannam maya sistam guna karma vibhagasa. Guna karma. You must have the qualities अब ब्राह्मण और एक क्षत्रिय और वैश्य और शूद्र If you have the qualification of a Brahman, guru, and if you act as a Brahman, then you are a Brahman. You have no qualification. You don't act as a Brahman. How you claim yourself as a Brahman? No. That is not a Brahman. This is Shastri Indra. Narada Muni says, Yadi annatrapi viseta, tatte naiva viridhise. Everyone has got qualification. That is very natural. That is very natural. Just say that lakaram sad, varnadi madhyatam. To ascertain which class a man belongs, whether he is a brahmana or a kshatriya or a vaishya, there are qualifications. Just like ordinary you will know. We understand an engineer by qualification, a medical practitioner by qualification. We don't ask whose son you are, Mr. Engineer. No. If you have got engineer's qualification, you are engineer. Otherwise, how can you be engineer? Similarly, the sahijat lakhanam sad, varna abhimanyatam. Varna. This is Brahmical quality. Bhagavad Gita is said, chatta dhamo dhamo tatikha ajava, sovjam teja vidhita palayanam khatriya. Khatriya must be very heroic. He'll never go away from fighting. If the Khatriya is challenged, I want to fight with you. Yes, come on. That is Kshatriya. Similarly, Brahman, that is a qualification. So, if such qualification is acquired by somebody else, even though he is not born in that family, Narada Muni says, Tatte naiva viridhise. If a Brahmana has not acquired the Brahminical qualification, but a Kshatriya qualification or a Vaishya qualification or a Shudra qualification, then according to the quality guna and what he should be assigned. Similarly, others also, Yadi Annatrapi Viseta, this is Shastra Kinda. And Krishna therefore refers to Brahma Sutra Padasarga, Hetumadhi Dhinishtita. So, we have to accept the Vedanta Sutra knowledge through Vedanta Sutra. Śrīla Divyabhasāni says, knowledge means Vedogyan, Vedanta Sutra Gyan, that is knowledge. Because it is very reasonably stated. Reasonably, hetumadhi vinishtitam. Krishna gives the authority of Vedanta Sutra. We should have to accept the authority of Vedanta Sutra and try to understand. But Vedanta Sutra is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and if we accept Srimad Bhagavatam, first study Bhagavad Gita, and when we are Realization of Bhagavad Gita is to know Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. That is realization. Aradha Bhagavan Vrajasatamaya. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanya Kinchidasti Dhananya. There is no more superior authority than me. If we accept that, the Krishna is the Supreme Authority, then you learn Bhagavad Gita. And if you try to make minus Krishna, or if you want to take the position of Krishna, like the Mayavadi, then you become a rascal. There is no knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means to accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality. And Krishna's demands, sarva-dharmān parityajyamāmītam saranamutam. That is the authority. See, when one accepts Krishna as the Supreme Authority, then he can be, just like after passing your entrance examination, you can be admitted to the Devi College. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD of Scripture. People even cannot understand the ABC. What to speak of graduation? Srimad Bhagavatam. They have become so poor, so neglected. simple thing they cannot understand. This is the position. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is trying its best to make people to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any nonsensical interpretation. This is our mission. But people will not take it. If you read some blog, that Krishna means you are also Krishna, I am also Krishna. Why Krishna alone shall be God? You are also God, I am also. These things will be very much appreciated. Because we bluff. But that bluffing may be very pleasing to the demons. But those who are actually student of Bhagavad Gita, they will not accept this bluff. So therefore Krishna says, manushyanam sahasresu kasti jatati siddhaya jatatamati siddhyana drishti vektimam tattva. To understand Krishna is difficult job. Because Krishna says, manushyanam sahasresu. In thousands and thousands of people, one may be interested. But siddhi, what is that siddhi? Siddhi perfection. The perfection is how to get out of this material class, how to stop this reputation of birth, death, old age, and that is called siddhi. So, question of the siddha, who is interested? They are dying like cats and dogs, they are accepted. All dead is that's all. But there is a solution of death, but they are not interested. They are prepared to die like cats and dogs, that's all. The human life is meant for making solution of birth, death, old age and disease, but they will not take it. That's all right. Let us die. You are going to accept next life as a tree. Never mind. They say that. I will forget. You will have to stand the 7,000 years in one place. That's all right. They have become so dull. This is called Kali Yuga. Mandas mandamatayo mandabhagyaj bodhita. Very slow, very bad. Manna means very bad. Sumandha matayo, and if one has got some path or some sect, that is also adulterated, nuisance. Manna matayo, manna bhagda, unfortunate, even people have no idea what is going to eat tomorrow. Actually, these things are coming. Manna bhagda, most unfortunate, and upadrita. I always disturbed by so many natural disturbances, health disturbances, political disturbances. This is the position. So there is great necessity of pushing on this movement, Krishna consciousness, so that their life may be perfect, although it is a difficult job. But still, we are trying our best. If people take advantage of this movement, then the whole problems of his life will be solved. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.